We're going to call the meeting to order.
Stand for the pledge.
Yep, if we could please stand for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, thank you. Today's a special day for our board, and we have two oath of offices that Stephanie... Oh, three, I'm sorry. Three for our newly elected board members. So Stephanie's going to proceed with that.
Will the three of you please stand? And this is a mouthful, if you ever remember this before. Do you solemnly declare that you will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of Ohio, and that you will faithfully and impartially discharge your duties as a member of the Board of Education of Norton City School District, Summit County, Ohio, to the best of your ability and in accordance with the laws now in effect and hereinafter to be enacted during your continuance in said office and until your successor is appointed, elected, and qualified?
I will.
I do.
Thank you. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
And I have papers for you guys to sign if you want to. That is all one sentence, whoever wrote that.
All right, we can proceed to roll call, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Present.
Mr. Inks?
Present.
Mr. Santelli?
Present.
Mr. Yule?
Present.
Mrs. Webble?
Present.
All right, are there any additions or corrections to the agenda? Seeing none. Okay, motion to approve the agenda.
So moved.
Second.
Please call the roll.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Okay, now we're going to move to open the floor for nominations for president. Do we have any nominations?
I nominate Jennifer Bennett.
I'm going to nominate myself. Is that it? Okay. No other nominations, so can I have a motion to close the nominations for president? Can we call the roll? Please speak the person's name when you
No,
call.
We're not there. Oh. We're voting on that motion right now.
Okay.
This is to close the nomination for president.
That's what I just did.
But we haven't voted on that yet.
Oh, okay.
Ready?
This is just to close.
Yeah,
the
yep. Sorry.
That's okay. I know. It's confusing. Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Yep. Santelli?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, Stephanie, can you please call the roll for president? State the name that you are voting for.
Mr. Santelli?
Jennifer Bennett.
Mr. Yule?
Mr. Yule.
Mrs. Webble?
Jennifer Bennett.
Mrs. Bennett?
Myself.
Mr. Inks?
Jennifer Bennett.
Okay, Jennifer is declared the president. So, then do I start or does she?
She can take it then.
This time, are there any nominations for election of vice president?
I nominate Pat Santelli.
Any other nominations? Can we have a motion to close the nominations for election of vice president?
So moved.
Second.
Call the roll, please.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Okay. Now can we have a vote for the election of Vice President Patrick Santelli? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Webble?
Pat Santelli.
Mrs. Bennett?
Pat Santelli.
Mr. Inks?
Pat Santelli.
Mr. Santelli?
Myself.
Mr. Yule?
Pat Santelli.
Thank you. Congratulations, Pat. Under item C, we have a motion to establish the regular meeting to be held every third Monday of the month in the Norton Middle School Panther Room with public session beginning at 7:30 p.m. In the event school is closed on the third Monday of the month for holidays or calamity days, the regular meeting of the Norton Board of Education will be held on the fourth Monday of the month. Second?
Second.
Is there any discussion?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of discussion here. I mean, just looking at this, we've all been a part of pretty much this being the way my 2 years here, this is the way the meetings have been run. And I know prior to me, Pat, Cindy, and Jennifer, they've been run this way. And Mr. Addis had brought up the fact that, you know, it may be beneficial with, you know, kind of the way the committees are being run, and you know, kind of suggested that we do a one-night meeting with committee of the whole prior to a regular meeting. So I think we've all been briefed a little bit through text messages or via email, but Mr. Addis, I didn't know if you wanted to speak about it, and maybe.
Well, just in talking with the board members, you know, I've asked them to think about, you know, the efficiency of the board, and what I've seen in my first 6 months here through the committee on the whole. Really a group of educators who want what's best for Norton, and we're getting together and talking about a variety of topics. And those discussion items have been presented in committee on the whole meeting. So I just suggested to the board the possibility of those occurring the same night as the board meeting for efficiency purposes. That really the efficiency of meeting one night a month, you know, for the board and for central office, but also for, you know, focusing a tie-in between the committee and the whole, and those meetings was the suggestion that I made. But obviously, the way that the we've done it in the past is also welcomed. It was just a suggestion, and I've also shared with them openly. This is my first district that has had committee on the whole, so it's brand new to me. We've made some changes, hopefully positive, with committee on the whole in the first few months. So that's really, I've reached out to the board just to inquire their interest in doing that.
I guess the only statement I'd have to make about that is that in the past, when I was on board before, what we did is if there were committee meetings, we would discuss what happened at the committee meeting, during the committee meetings, at the committee of the whole meeting. So if a committee met that month, mm-hmm. we'd be able to discuss that at the committee of the whole meeting and not take up a lot of time here. If there were questions or individual thoughts about something that went on in a particular meeting. So I don't know if the combining the two meetings into one night would be as efficient as maybe having an opportunity to discuss what happened at the committee of the whole meeting for a week, or think about it, or communicate, or follow up before we go to the final meeting and do the final vote on like what a committee proposes.
So one of the goals would never be on, you know, if we had a 6 o'clock committee on the whole meeting, that would never to bring a vote to the board that night. So, you know, our goal as a team is that, you know, we have constant communication, and anything that we vote on in a board meeting has been well established, and, you know, we're aware of that as a team. So, you know, either way, it's fine with me. This was just a suggestion, you know, based on prior experience. So whatever the board decides.
I would have to say, originally, Pat, I had the same concern that you did. But our committees over the past 5 or 6 months are running much more efficiently. And all of the committees, with maybe the exception of policy here and there, are meeting on a regular basis, and they're much more involved. There's a lot more discussion. I think there's more things that we are addressing and talking about. So I don't have that same concern, and after talking to Mr. Addis about it, I don't have that same concern that we're not going to get through things. I think that, you know, the committees are more enriched and working harder in things, changes that we're trying to bring to the district.
Okay. I think it's really, you know, it's almost good case, bad case scenario. If we got to a meeting and it was 10 after 7 or 7:15 and we were having a good, healthy discussion, the hope would be that we could stop at that point and continue the discussion during the next month and not be in a state where we had to do something at the board meeting that particular night.
I, with Jennifer, had a conversation with Dana and feel the same way. I mean, our committee meetings from year one to, like Jennifer said, 5 months ago are a huge improvement as far as efficiency. And a lot of that is to our administrators and Mr. Addis for putting that together, because I do feel that they're very, very successful. So I would be okay with at least trying the one night, and if for some reason we find out that it's not working, we can always change it.
And I would add too that now we have people that are part of the community or other business leaders who are on some of these committees, which I think is making a difference also, that we've, you know, that's an aspect we've never had before. So I think that's helpful.
I was exactly as these two. I thought, are we going to be able to get anything done, in too much time? And that's why at first it was recommended to be at 6:30. And I'm like, I think I'm more comfortable at 6 to give us a little bit more time beforehand. But I have no problem trying it. And if it doesn't work, we can always change it, another time. But I'm with Jennifer. Things are running a little bit differently now. I think it's going to be a lot better.
Okay. Is there any further discussion? All right, so okay, I was just reading the next motion. So are we going to stay with the second Monday for board and committee of the whole?
Yeah, so I think we have to...
We need to modify that motion.
Oh, it's not going to be the third? You're moving it to the second? Okay.
I would suggest the second only because if there is a holiday, that bumps us another week. At least this gives us 2 more weeks out of the month to meet. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
That's fine.
As opposed
six,
to the
one
third.
Half dozen the other. It's
but my question is, do we have to deny
this motion and then have a new motion?
Right.
Okay.
So move to the second.
It's already been seconded.
No, I mean to move it to the second.
Oh, yes.
That would be a new motion, but okay. Yeah. Okay. Ms. Hagenbusch, will you call the roll, please?
Mrs. Bennett?
No.
Mr. Inks?
No.
Mr. Santelli?
No.
Mr. Yule?
No.
Mrs. Webble?
No.
Okay, can we have a motion to establish the regular meeting to be held every second Monday of the month in the Norton Middle School Panther Room with public session beginning at 7:30 p.m.?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes. Motion carries 5-0. Under item D, I have a motion to establish regular meetings of the Committee of the Whole every second Monday of the month in the Norton Middle School Panther Room at 6 o'clock p.m. Board action may be taken during these meetings.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
I'm sorry. Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Okay. Motion carries 5-0. So just for everyone's awareness, we will now meet on the second Monday of the month beginning at 6 o'clock for the Committee of the Whole and 7:30 for board meetings. Okay. Now under item E, we need to discuss a delegate for OSBA's annual conference. And Chris, you probably need to know what that is. OSBA is the teacher education organization that we're a part of. Every November, they have a conference in Columbus.
Well, he went.
Yeah,
did you? Oh, did you go?
Year.
That's
he
right.
He went for a day.
Go. Okay.
Yes.
So why am I explaining this?
Just wanted to make sure it wasn't another one.
No. Same thing.
Yeah. Okay.
I was trying to look up the days.
Yeah. I was too.
I'm thinking it's the 11th through the 13th, but the 11th is Veterans Day. I'm surprised that's when they would have it.
This nominated or board appointed or someone
usually somebody volunteers, Pat.
Yeah.
from me.
Somebody who knows that they're going to be available a year in advance.
Yeah.
Which is tough.
I will.
We have changed them in the past.
Thank you, Pat. Now we need an alternate delegate.
I cannot.
I know.
I do the tree festival. I cannot do it.
I'll be the alternate.
Thank you, Chris.
Yeah.
And a legislative liaison, which sounds harder than it is. I'm trying to think who's done it. Did we do that in the past? That's what I thought.
Who did it last year?
It will be somebody that's already going, right?
Yes.
I'll do that.
Thank you, Pat. And student achievement, a liaison for that. You wear many hats, Mr. Santelli.
Gee, I'm going to get a lot of ribbons.
Yeah, you're going to be one of the
line. We need to vote on those.
I'm sorry.
We need to vote on those.
Oh, okay. All right. So for item E, can we have a motion to approve Pat Santelli as delegate for OSBA's annual conference?
So move.
Second.
Any discussion? Thank you. Call the roll, please.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Ings?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Can I have a motion to appoint an alternate delegate for OSBA's annual conference, Chris Ings?
Yes.
Second. Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Ings?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Under item G, can I have a motion to appoint OSBA legislative liaison for 2018, Pat Santelli?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Ings?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes. Motion carries 5-0. Under item H, can I have a motion to appoint OSBA student achievement liaison for 2018, Pat Santelli?
So moved.
Second. Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Ings?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
The sooner you can confirm those dates, the better.
Okay.
All right. Under item 4, consent agenda items, can I have a motion to approve something or not? Any of those that need to be taken separately?
No.
Okay. Items A through T.
So moved. Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Ings?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Under item 5, committees, we will be obviously assigning new people to every committee, so if you want to make your preferences known first through, you know, 1 through 5 on what committees you would like to be on, and email it to me or send it to me, and then we'll get that out in the next week or two. Does anyone have any questions about it?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Are you still doing the chair and co-chair?
Yes.
Board members?
Yeah.
Okay.
Item B, levy.
Well, I sent you guys information the other day about how we should look at the levy. We have taken advantage, I shouldn't say taken advantage, that doesn't sound very good, of some positions that people have left. I'm sorry, not awake, I feel like. We've had a couple people leave their positions, so we've taken advantage of not filling them or looking at different ways to fill them differently. Those options are in the forecast, or I added those to the forecast that we had in October that we approved. Anything else that I knew happened, we had a couple special ed out-of-district placements that we needed to deal with. So I totally updated everything that I sent you with what we know now. But looking at that, nothing in the forecast is for textbooks. You know, this year we cut the textbook budget. We're not buying textbooks. We cut all discretionary spending totally out. everything that we could do that we pulled out, we put any capital expenditures. It was always a small amount that we purchased out of general fund, but we put those in our PI fund. So I tried to go back and add those back into the forecast, because I think when we go out and ask for, I know when we go out and ask for a levy, we have to ask for what we need, not for what we budgeted in October. October was our, this is what we have to do to get through, to pay the bills and to pay our employees. Now, before we go out and ask for a levy, I think we need to look at what is it that we actually need. We need to put the textbooks back. We don't want to pass a levy and then not have enough money to keep purchasing textbooks, or to not allow teachers to buy supplies for their classrooms and expect them to do that on their own. So the forecast that I sent you, or I didn't send you the forecast, I sent you some other information. The forecast that I ran, looking at that information, if we would pass a 3.9 levy, which we've talked about, a 3.9 mil levy, next year would still be, we'd still be operating in the red, so we would have to make some additional cuts for next year. It's $45,000, which I'm sure we could come up with $45,000, but it's still in the red. And then we would operate in the red again in 2022. So passing a 3.9 mil levy and doing what we need to do for the students in the classroom, we would only be getting really 2 years out of it. Well, we would get 3 years count next year and then the two following that. If we go with a 4.9, with all of the things that I talked about, replacing the stuff in the classrooms, that would take us with a $954,000 carryover in 2022. So that gives a really nice cushion going into the next year. And like I said, that's restoring the things that we've cut out of the classrooms. I don't know if there's additional stuff that you would like to look at, other options that you have. That's why we didn't want to put it on tonight to vote on, so we had time to think about it.
When do we have to vote on this file?
We have to have two
resolutions,
thank you, by February 7th. So we can do one at our regular meeting, and then we'll have to have a special meeting to do the advancement of it.
What's the cost of a 4.9 per month? Per $100,000 home, how we always kind of look at that?
You know, I don't, I have to open my computer.
2.9 is 8.
What's that?
2.9 is 8, so figure it out from that.
Yeah. That's the one paper I didn't print with me, but I can open my computer. Yeah.
12 something.
11 something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, does that forecast you're talking about include these items that you sent us?
It includes the ones.
Or some of them.
Right at the beginning. That I marked as already in place.
Okay. So the top three?
The top two, and then it does include the bottom one, or the third one.
Okay.
But then that would also put that back in, because we didn't feel that was necessarily a best practice.
Right.
That we would keep that out. And then the rest of it was just areas that we could discuss if the levy doesn't pass. We have to find some other areas that we can cut or reduce. And these are the ones that we're looking at that affect the kids the least amount. And those were just areas for discussion.
I think we've got a lot of negative people out for the 2.9. I can't imagine what's going to happen if we ask for 4.9.
I don't disagree, but I feel like we have to ask for...
I think we need to implement some of those cuts that you have on there before we go asking, doubling the levy. It's not doubling, but it's pretty close. I would pat, if we can't pass the 2.9, we are not passing the 4.9.
So when you say implement cuts, are you saying implement them and then not plan on putting them back in?
Some of them.
I mean, like textbooks, for instance. We pulled that out. That was a cut that we made last year.
I'm talking about the list that you gave us, some of those things that we could look into. I think we really need to go over our budget and dig deep. I think Dana's been doing that. I think before we're probably going to have some more meetings before that, because I just don't see it happening. I mean, we can't. I mean, that'd be great. That'd be great to have 4.9. It's just like,
Are you suggesting we go for a 3.9 in combination with some of the cuts?
Maybe. See, we didn't pass a 1.9, but we raised it. We didn't pass a 2.9. I mean, we've been doing this a long time. Raising it doesn't help you. You know,
I mean,
it would help you if you got it, but you're not going to get it. So I really think we need to. I think personally, I think we just still go for the maybe at the but 2.9. But I think we need to.
A 2.9 won't let us operate next year in the black.
Without some of those.
Well, we would have to make some severe cuts. Yes.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think we really have to dig into the budget and figure it out before we go. That's not very much time.
I don't disagree that we have to dig into the budget. However, I mean, and discuss the cuts. I think we did a super job with, getting information out, I thought, to the public and understanding everything. I just feel like there's some other things maybe we can try to add to our levy approach. That I'm not opposed at looking at a higher one. I understand where Cindy's coming from, but I mean, the end of the day, if we make some cuts, that's really where it comes down to, is if we make some cuts and you get a 2.9, if you got to go back out a year or two later, it's not going to do you any good. But if you don't pass a 4.9, you're not doing any good either.
If you don't get anything,
right,
then you are even in deeper trouble next year.
That's my fear.
You have to get something.
The one thing that, and looking at the numbers, I don't know that many people sat in their couches and didn't vote and said, I wish I would have voted. I don't know how many of those people there are. But the only thing I would say is, no matter what levy we put out, 2.9 or 4.9, we need to be very vocal with the cuts of what's coming. And this isn't a, I don't want to say, the term hold it to their neck, but people need to understand that if the money is not raised, this is what's happening, right? I mean, that's just, I think that has to happen.
I think with some of the cuts that we're looking at, potential cuts we're looking at, I think it's necessary to let them know that some of these cuts may happen anyway, just to save the district money in the long run.
So when we've talked a little bit about budget and central office, one of the things that we've talked about is that which impacts our students the least. You know, those are the things that every bit of research will tell you. You have to stay away from classroom instruction as much as possible. And so we've, had some open discussions about what that means, and we'll certainly head down that path. As we look at the levy, and we've reached out before, this really needs to be a community-based levy. We really need some community people to come forward and let the rest of the community know we need this. We have an appreciation for this school district, what it has done and what it will continue to do. Certainly a superintendent who's speaking on behalf of a school district is expected, and I love to do that. But that's probably pretty natural for people in the community to think, I'm going to come out and ask for money. This really needs to be a large number of community members who have students here who stand up and say, this is something that this school district really needs. So that's part of, whatever the board decides from a number standpoint. And Lewis said we did do a good job. That's really the one area where we can improve even more. And that's not just Norton. That's every school district is connecting to the community, and the community reaching out to friends.
And if you could talk around to some of your friends, those of you who are not directly associated with the school district, if you can talk to some of your friends and see if anybody would like to take any kind of leadership role in the levy committee, that would be wonderful, because it means a lot more to a community if a colleague, a regular community member stands up instead of a board member or an administrator or a teacher stands up and talks about a levy. It would be wonderful if a local community member could take lead on this.
Is there any, and I'm just asking, I have no research or anything else, is there any other levy options? I mean, I've seen income tax, I've seen sales tax. I mean, are there any other options that we could explore?
We could look at
and I don't know.
Tax.
Yeah, I don't know what the...
I don't know what it is, but the answer is yes. There are other options to explore.
Sales tax is community, or countywide.
I know I've heard positives and negatives on that, but I just wondered if we've ever looked at it, or...
The income tax?
Yeah. Have we tried it?
We haven't tried it. We've had the numbers on it before, and we just...
It's pretty expensive.
Never felt it.
People that are working.
Right.
But for senior citizens, it's very inexpensive. I think the least you can go for was a half.
I was going to say half.
I think half was the least you can go for, half a percent.
I mean, we just had a neighboring school district pass a percent last, I mean, in November.
Was it Northwest?
Doylestown, Chippewa.
Yeah, they've had one for a while. Northwest has had them. The farming communities are really good with them.
Yeah.
Because it's not earned income then.
I'm just thinking, I mean, you know, Norton, I mean, we have a lot of senior citizens here. I mean, is there an option that would ease the burden for them where we could get some support? I don't know, just a suggestion. I don't know if that's something we could look into and maybe get numbers on.
It
for
is.
For discussion, mm-hmm. Just to check.
100%.
I don't know.
So you're going to want a resolution at the next board meeting?
We just have to have two by February. If we have to have some special meetings and have some work sessions and really dig into it, we can do that. We could do one the 5th and 6th of February if we have to, just so it's filed by the 7th.
I think it's probably going to be a good idea to schedule a work session where we can talk about all these budget cuts and then talk about the levy in greater detail with, you know, the cost per month, other options.
And included in that, maybe a finance meeting.
Mm-hmm.
I think regardless of what dollar amount we go for, what millage we go for, we still need to review the budget and look at ways to cut, because we need to show the community that we're doing our part to make sure we're running as efficiently as possible before we go just asking for more money.
I agree.
If we can show them that we've trimmed the fat here, we've cut this, we've saved money this way, they'll be more apt to say, hey, they've done their part. Now it's time for us to do our part.
And in the past, I mean, people have retired, we have not replaced them. We've done other changes. I know years ago, instead of paying shipping on textbooks, we rented a U-Haul and drove to Indiana. Was it
Boston? Well, we did Indiana, but Ken drove to Boston one time.
Okay, to Boston to pick up textbooks. So, I mean, there are things that we've
There's
done,
things
but
we've
I
done.
Agree.
We need
to
let
look.
The community know that we've done those things. Too.
I agree.
Yeah.
I think Pat talked a little bit about it. There definitely are things that are tied to a levy, and there are other things that, and Stephanie and I have used this term, that are tied to best practice. And so, you know, our job really is to look at everything, which we have, and some of it is best practice. And, you know, that's what happens when a school district, you know, gets a new superintendent anywhere. Is that person's job is to come into and evaluate how that district is operating itself financially, along with the treasurer. And Stephanie and I have spent plenty of time talking and looking at a number of items, and we'll continue to do so.
Okay, so I guess maybe the consensus is we'll schedule a work session. You're gone the rest of this week. Mm-hmm. Maybe. Well, the following week is board. No.
It's a holiday.
It's Martin Luther King Day. Following Monday is the board meeting then.
The 22nd, yes.
So we're having the board meeting on the 22nd. Is that
right? We would have to, because of regular meeting.
That's a regular meeting. Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. We aren't having a meeting. We're going to have to anyway.
We're going to have to.
Yeah.
On the 22nd.
I think there's some other thing. I think there's some other stuff that we'll need to vote on.
We could do
but
something before.
At this point, that would be a special session because it's not a regular meeting anymore.
Yeah, that's
right. That would give us 2 weeks before the 7th, to have another special session to vote on it.
Do you have a finance meeting scheduled yet?
I don't know.
Yeah, but I didn't know if there, because I know we had regular dates picked.
Regular 7:30.
Well, I guess, yeah, we need to.
Meeting on the 22nd.
On the 22nd, are we coming?
Are we going to do 7:30? Are we going to do 6 and just, like?
I would rather do 6.
Do it works.
Yeah, that's fine, ask.
Does that work for everyone?
Yes.
Are we going to do a meeting? We going to do a work session? We going to make it a little of both?
I was going to suggest a work session.
Another day.
Oh, after that?
Or prior to that, you mean?
Prior to the 22nd?
I don't know, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, that's okay. I just want to make sure we're on the same page.
We had talked about possibly carving out some time on a Saturday morning.
Yeah.
We're going to have a special session the 22nd at 6:00.
Right.
And that's going to be just for our regular board business.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And will that also include recognizing students of the month?
Yeah.
Well, they could still do 7:30, couldn't they?
Yeah.
I mean, we'd do a special session at 6 and then do a regular at 7:30.
You mean like a work session at 6?
Yeah.
That's probably we should do a regular session and then have our regular board.
We've done it multiple times.
Not a regular.
Yeah.
I mean, unfortunately, if it runs over, I mean, an hour and a half, that should be plenty of time, don't you think?
So 7:30 for like the regular portion and 6:00 for a work session.
When should we go for February 5th? Before the second meeting?
It'd have to be.
You have to have two different resolutions, right?
Correct.
You have to have one, and then you have to go to the county, and then you have to bring it back.
Right.
Okay.
Is that enough time?
Yeah, that's all.
Well, it has to be. It has to be in by the 7th.
I know.
If we meet on the 5th, can you get everything done?
Yeah, at that point, it's just a signature, and I just have to take it to the Board of Elections. The first one is the one that gets certified by the county.
The one that we were going to do on the 22nd.
How long does that? The 22nd is a work session, which we won't necessarily have a resolution that night, correct?
I can have one ready, and we can put it on if it's, if we want to go with it.
Didn't you say we could do like a couple different options, approve a couple different options?
Or we can just leave a blank and fill it in.
Okay. All right. Is that enough time to get it approved by the county?
Yes, as long as they know that it's coming, it only takes them a day.
Oh, okay.
Actually, we did it one time. I think I called her, and she approved it over, like, in the evening. But that's calling in a lot of favors. Don't need it that quick.
Okay. All right. Just want to make sure.
No, that should be plenty of time. I usually tell them that it's coming and give her an idea of what we're dealing with and send it to her first so she's prepared for it.
Okay. Then a special meeting on the 5th will be held at what time? 6:00?
Now, are we going to just do the levy stuff then, or are we going to make that our February meeting? Sorry.
We just go to the February meeting on the 2nd.
I know. I'm just.
I'm going to suggest, I mean, if we have everything worked out on the 22nd, then we can just do an approval on the 5th. It doesn't have to be in the evening. Is that what you're thinking?
Yeah, it just has to be a meeting.
Yeah.
With at least three people. No, we have to have four to move it forward.
You know what I mean? As opposed to then having another special session and moving our board meeting up another week.
Just be a 5-minute meeting. Yeah.
And we can announce that, right?
Yeah.
So that's what I would suggest as well.
So February 5th. Do you want to do it 4:00 during the day or in the evening? What is?
I don't know if I scheduled that far out. 4:00 would work for me. Lewis? I don't know about anybody else though.
I should be fine.
Yes, works for me.
I've got all the time in the world, haven't I?
You're going to be studying up.
Just meet down at the administration office.
That's fine.
Okay.
Can we do like a nice neat summary on what's actually happened on which dates?
Sure, go for it.
So on the January 22nd, we're having a 6 o'clock work session right here and a 7:30 regular board meeting right here. And on February 5th, we're having a work session at 4 o'clock at the admin office. And on February 12th, we're having our regular board meeting.
Which starts at 6.
Starts at 6.
And then 7:30, on the whole, correct?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm. Okay. So will Kelly send out a schedule so that the media is aware of it, of every meeting throughout the year? Is that how we would do that? So that they all know the actual dates?
Yeah, I'll send some out. Or we can count on that work. There he is.
You throwing your microphone thing out?
Sorry. Jeez. It's the only one left anymore.
Is there any other issues needing to be discussed? A motion for adjournment?
So moved.
Second.
Call the roll, please.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.